you. Lord, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Rose of Sharon, the Living of the Body, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Lord God of the Mighty that answered by thunder, the Lord God of the Mighty that answered by fire. Lord, thank you. Heavens will thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Rohu. You are Jehovah Rohota. You are Jehovah El Jireh. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God. You are Jehovah the Sanctifier. Jehovah the Becoming. Jehovah Lord, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Shammah. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this first Saturday of the month of July, the month of perfection. Catholic has seen that day. Lord, we thank you. Shekinah glory, God, these are your eagles. These are your children. These are the apple of the earth. Lord, Lord, this morning, we soak ourselves all in the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We are the Lord of us, taught by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have this morning, we come against every power of the principality. We come against every satanic and the demonic power. All over. Houston, we come against them by the authority in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we command your open heavens upon each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we have no power of our own. We have no power of our own. Lord, I pray this morning, speak to me by your power. Speak to me by your power. In the life of the people. Let them begin to sing your songs. Make them bubble of celebrations. Make them bubble of jubilations. Let all things begin to work together for good for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shekinah glory, Father. All the Lord. Shall be words of power. Amen. Shall be words of fire. Amen. Shall be words of deliverance. Amen. Shall be words of healing. Amen. Shall be words of grace. Amen. Words of honor. Words of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be words from Zion. They shall bring deliverance to your people. Amen. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. From Jesus, wonderful you pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, before you take your seat, this wonderful Saturday, I want you to travel far and wide in this place, in this wonderful auditorium this morning. I want you to speak into the life of at least seven persons here. Tell them that it shall be well with them. Move around, travel far and wide in this place. Tell that brother, tell that sister that your pathway shall be full of favor in this month of July. That as the Lord visited Adam and Eve, the Lord shall visit you today in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will not end the remaining part of this year in sorrow. You will not end the remaining part of this year in shame. You won't end the remaining part of this year in mourning. You will not be demoted. You will not suffer loss. You will not Jesus. You are not begging this man. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let's shout the hallelujah. 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 Let's have a seat, beloved. It is wonderful to be in your midst this morning. I'm sure today is the 6th day of July in the 7th month of the year 2008, the year of new beginnings. The Lord God of Elijah shall begin new things in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, this morning I bring greetings to each and every one of us present here. Felicitations from our general overseer, Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries Worldwide, Dr. D.K. Olukoya. I also bring greetings to each and every one of us here in Houston, Texas, from our mother in the Lord, Pastor Mrs. Shade Olukoya. It shall be well with each and every one of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the fire of the Lord God of Elijah shall continuously and continually burn in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I'm happy to be amongst you good people this morning. After being away from here, I think in the last 24 months or so, it's a privilege, it's an honor to be in this place today. And I believe God that something good, something wonderful, something fantastic, and if you allow me to say, something fantabulous must happen to your life this day in the name of Jesus. Whether you have life or not, power must change hands in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I also want to congratulate each and every one of you. Yesterday was the day in which the people of the United States of America celebrated the independence anniversary. In other words, America is over 230 years old. I congratulate each and every one of you. It shall be well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The whole of America is celebrating at this point in time. The whole of this weekend also is a time of holidays, time of jubilation, and time of celebration. But again, in the midst of happiness, they say there is danger. The nature of America is not what it is today, if not for what the founding fathers of America has done in this place. The history tells me that the founders of America, the empire leaders of the world, the judge worshipers of this world, when America got independence, they were prayer warriors. That when they sit in Congress in those days, for 5 hours, 5 solid hours before their meetings, they were all locked up in prayers. But are they still praying in America today? Are they still praying warriors in America today? They say, in God we trust. I still believe that in God we trust. I still believe that that change is coming this year. Amen. That change is coming this year. Amen. That freedom is coming this year. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. It has even started happening here. Amen. There is divine visitation in this nation already. Amen. What has never happened here before, we are all witnesses. And we are all witnessing a black man, an African American, being candidate of the Democratic Party, holding faith, contesting as president of the nation of America. We shall witness that day. That day in the mighty name of Jesus. When a black man will be the number one citizen of the world. When a black man will be the president of the United States of America. When each and every one of us will raise up our hands in this nation and be proud to be a black man. That shall be your lot. That shall be the lot of the black man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall exist and that change shall manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are celebrating a day of freedom, a day of independence. A lot of people have been put in what we call shackles of the enemy. A lot of people are in what we call the bondage of the wicked. A lot of people are still in what I call slavery in spiritual Egypt. This morning, you will enter into your freedom. Amen. This morning, you will enter into your liberty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether the enemy likes it or not, you are going to become what the Lord has destined for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name shall change for the better. I say your name shall change for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus. That change started when our Lord Jesus Christ himself was crucified on the cross of Calvary. And when he was about to pass on, the Lord said, it is finished. The Lord said, it is finished. Finished on the cross of Calvary. That is poverty, disease, finish on that cross of Calvary. That is beginning new things in your life. That shall be your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus, we serve a God of new beginnings. A God that visits suddenly and with suddenness. And when our Lord Jesus Christ was living, he said, he will live with us. A comforter. The Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is still at work today. And it shall continue to manifest in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever are the limitations of the mountains, no matter how big those mountains are, limiting your advancement, limiting your prosperity, limiting the goodness of God upon your life, this day, that mountain shall be shattered to pieces. I said that mountain shall be shattered to pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be rains of blessings for each and every one of you. There shall be rains of blessings for each and every one of you. You have been singing old songs. You have been singing old songs. In this month of perfection, in this month of perfection, I prophesy expressly and specifically into the life of each and every one of you that is gathered here this morning, you will sing new songs. I say you will sing new songs. I say you will sing new songs. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Believe its prophets and you shall prosper. You shall possess your possessions. I say you shall possess your possessions. In the mighty name of Jesus. What does the Bible tell us again? The Bible says that all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord. For those who are the called according to his purpose. There is a caveat there for those who are the called. Beloved, nobody is here this morning by accident. The Lord has come here to do something wonderful in your lives. All things shall work together for good for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the glory of God, the goodness of God, and perfect understanding shall be mobilized into your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. They have not seen anything yet in your lives. They have not seen anything yet in your lives. They have not heard about you. The Lord spoke to me expressly this morning when I was meditating coming here. He says, each and everyone that has stepped on this mountain of prayer this morning, that something explosive must happen in your life. The Lord says that is calling you by a new name, which is not your name. You'll never be poor again. You'll never be poor again. Poverty shall not be your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have stayed here this morning. There is a particular infirmity in your lives. He says, I am the Lord that healed thee. He says, I am the Lord that healed thee. You are healed. I said, you are healed. I said, you are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit has just ministered into my ears now. That there is a brother and a sister here who is not having peace in their home. That peace has disappeared from that home. But for something of this matter this morning, peace has reappeared in your family. Peace has reappeared in your family. If you are singing new songs, in the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about this morning? When God visits. When God visits. When God visits. Malachi 3 verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner, and purify of silver, and shall purify the salt of Levi, and purify as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be strengthened to the Lord as in the days of old and as in the former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, says the Lord. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. From even the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, where shall we return? When God visits. God is visiting you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. No matter the circumstance around you, no matter the situation around you, no matter what the enemy is saying about you, you are receiving divine visitation today. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has created you for something good. The Lord has created you for something fantastic. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you were called back, I sanctified you as prophet to the nations. The Lord has not forgotten anybody here. No matter what the enemy is ringing in your ears, no matter the cacophony of voices that you are hearing, no matter what the enemy is saying about you, that is not what God is saying about you. God is saying, it shall be well with you. Amen. God is saying, you are moving from the level of poverty into the level of prosperity. Amen. What is the Lord saying about you? The Lord is saying that people are looking at you as an ordinary person. He's taking you to the level of extraordinary. Amen. He's taking you to the level of extraordinary. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. They have been saying no to you. And the Lord is saying yes to no. Who are they? Who are those parents? Who are those out of wickedness? To be saying no when the Lord God of Elijah is saying yes. I pray especially and specifically this morning for all those who have been gathering against you, who have been saying evil against you, who have been thinking evil, doing evil, vibrating evil, and energizing evil. Those who have been attending witchcraft night meetings because of you. I pray this morning, Makinda Urika Anda Hayakashida, Rabashida. That at the ground open up and swear of God and death and Abraham. Open up and swear of the enemies. Open up and swear of the enemies. Open up and swear of the enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God visits. When God visits. When God visits. Matthew 11, 10 to 12. Matthew 11, 10 to 12. When God visits. Matthew 11. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send you my messenger before your face. We shall prepare the way. Verily I say to you, among them that are born of women, there has not been risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And what does the Bible say here again? And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Beloved, the kingdom of God suffer a violence, and the violent take it by force. We cannot afford to show any lethargy. It is for you and myself to shake the hands of heavens, to shake the hands of God, and bring violence into the camp of the enemy. Lord, I pray for each and everyone gathered here this morning. As you lift up your hands unto the heavens, heaven shall answer you. Heaven shall answer you. Heaven shall answer you. Heaven shall answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God visits, there is something that is awesome about God. There is something that you cannot debate about God. There is not something that you cannot enter into dialogue, into debate, into symposium or symposia about God. Very critical about God. God never comes before his time. That is number one. When God visits, God never comes before his time. God never comes late. Because he is a God of time and seasons. And God has the essence, the total essence of you. You are in the Lord's calendar. And you are vibrating in the Lord's calendar. God never dies. The Lord is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forevermore. That is God for you. God can be provoked into action. That's number four. When you move the hand of God, when you cry out the heavens, you provoke God. You can provoke him to action. Beloved, I can tell you that for you to move forward in life, for the whole world to see success in your life, if the Lord has to destroy, he shall destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, you are something wonderful in the Lord's hand. For you to be who you are, to enter into your destiny, if the Lord God of the night has to kill you, for your sake the Lord will kill. I said the Lord will kill. In the mighty name of Jesus. God sometimes acts suddenly. When you least expect that the Lord will appear, he will just appear. Because all powers belong to him. He is the unchangeable changer. Hallelujah. And number seven, our God is a man of war. When the enemy decides to rise up against you, the Lord will look at them from Zion. He will laugh them in Garrison. And when they think that you are going to fall into that pit, the Lord shall arise. The Lord has seated in Zion shall put it out. And your enemies shall enter into the pits. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is taking you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere. In the mighty name of Jesus. The picture of God for each and every one of us individually is different. His calendar for your destiny, for your life, individually also is also different. But when God is playing his part, God also expects you to play your part. You don't have to go into what I call spiritual lethargy. You don't have to go into what I call spiritual recess. You don't have to go into what I call spiritual backwardness when the Lord is taking you forward. Beloved, I pray for each and everyone seated here this morning. You are a front runner. Amen. I said you are a front runner. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will never, never become a backbencher. Amen. In the affairs of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Destiny before God's visitation can be in bondage. The enemy can attack the weak areas of our lives. The enemy, if you allow them, they will play games with our lives. The enemy, if you allow them, they will play with our lives. The enemy, if you allow them, they play church with our lives. But I told the God that we serve, the God of mountain of fire and open ministries, shall arise for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are so many examples in the Bible of a lot of men of God and others who are not even men of God whose destinies were terminated by one reason or the other. Or what can you say about a man like Samson, who was destined to be the most powerful man in the world? And by today's interpretation, the heavyweight champion or the strongest man in the world, he ended his life on the lap of Delilah. He died with his enemies. What a shame. What an epitaph for Samson. Nobody here will die on the lives of Delilah in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy is saying, you will not die with your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty name of Jesus. We need to take a critical look into our lives. We need to look into our foundations. We need to look into where we are coming from. Who are our parents? What is our genealogy? What is our genesis? Where are we coming from? And we look at ourselves, we are seated here this morning. Majority of us, we are from what we call a dark foundation. Because we are Africans. From what the British or those who colonized Africa called the dark continent. They didn't call it the dark continent just like that. Because they have seen it, the wickedness of the people. A lot of our parents, a lot of our forefathers, some of them are kings, some of them are oldies, some of them are urbans. If I ask some of us who are here present today, some of your parents may even be double chief. Some of them may even be triple chief. And if you permit me to say, some of us, our mom may be chiefess, if that is available in the dictionary. And they are so proud, so arrogant about those positions. And a lot of them, consciously and unconsciously, they have entered into covenants. And those covenants are working in the lives of people today. And that is the need for deliverance. The Lord will deliver us. The Lord will deliver us. From the power of our foundation, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter the color, no matter the nomenclature of the problem of the foundation, you shall be delivered. Amen. I said you shall be delivered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. Our life will not end up like the life of Judas Iscariot. Neither shall we miss the promised land like Moses, in the mighty name of Jesus. That will take us to where we are going to. When does God visit? Number one, when power has changed hands. When power has changed hands, you can see the visitation of God. When your children are taking a turn around for the best. When all through your life you have been working 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you cannot boast of having a sizable amount of money in savings. Power must change hands. Amen. And power must change hands. Amen. In your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number two, when does God visit? When power pass power. When power pass power. When your enemy decide to visit the herbalist. When your enemy decide to visit the white garment prophet. When your enemy decide to chant incantations against you. When your enemies decide to mention your name for evil. And as they mention your name, an explosion. They had an explosion that destroyed them. That shall be your loss in the mighty name of Jesus. When does God visit? Number three. When God beholds you from heavens and begin to laugh your enemies to scorn. That is the visitation of God for your life. Number four, when does God visit? When you are in shame and sorrow and the Lord brightens your life. When the enemy has written you off and the Lord has not written you off. When does God visit? Number five. When the Lord makes you extraordinary from being ordinary. When does God visit? Number six. When the Lord raises you from poverty into prosperity. When does God visit? When the Lord heals you of your infirmity miraculously. The wife of a brother in Lagos, Nigeria, had what they call breast cancer. They took her to all the biggest hospitals. The man was not satisfied enough. He took the wife to UK. They diagnosed the wife again of cancer. But here, the brother, fully filled, Holy Spirit filled, he brought the wife back to Nigeria. Took her again back to the hospital. And he got to the hospital again. He said they are going to do operation. But the man has what we call implicit and total confidence in God. He believes in God. The man knows the Lord, God that he serves. The wife was brought to the hospital the night before the operation. And the gentleman, he went back to the hospital from 12 midnight. From 12 midnight, the wife lied down on the table there and the man laid his right hand on that breast inflicted with cancer. The man sang only one song from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. In Jesus' name, cancer must die. Cancer. In Jesus' name. 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 By the time the doctors came, the man finished his prayer at 3 a.m. He left the hospital, went home. I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for bringing the miraculous into the life of my wife. The doctors came in the morning. They looked at the wife. They wheeled her to the theater. And by the time they checked and checked and checked, I said, this one, cancer, where is the cancer? They took her again to the hospital. They checked, they checked, they checked. The cancer has disappeared. The Lord that brought the miraculous into the life of that sister that 8 years ago, that Lord is still existing today. Is there anybody here and they have been saying to you are going to die of cancer? You will not die. I said you will not die. You shall live. You shall declare the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. When does God visit? Number 8. When you are suddenly promoted. When you are suddenly promoted. When does God visit? When the Lord opens your eye. That eye that cannot see. Either physically or spiritually. The case in point is blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. The man shouted. He shouted. And shouted, they wanted to go, stop it, stop it. The man refused to stop. The kingdom of God. So forever, and if I were to, the Lord shall arrest your enemies. The Lord shall detain them. In the mighty name of Jesus. When does God visit? Number 10. When the Lord is your infirmity, like the sick man at the beautiful gates. He was at the beautiful gates. For 38 years at the beautiful gates, when he himself was not beautiful, the Lord will deliver us from age and ancient sicknesses in the mighty name of Jesus. When does God visit? Number 11. When you enter the freedom from the land of bondage, the spiritual Egypt. When does God visit? Number 12. When every mountain the enemy has erected against you suddenly collapse. All the barricades, all the bondages, all the shackles of the wicked suddenly burst. That shall be your lot in the mighty name of Jesus. Where does God visit? Number 13. When the Lord without notice gives you victory over all the wickedness around you. When does God visit? Number 14. When the wicked, the enemy, has written you off as a graduate of the University of Failure, and God suddenly enrolled you as the Vice Chancellor of the University of Success. Yeah. You have been failing exams. You have been failing exams. Year in, year out, one season to another season, every season, you have been failing exams. In fact, your second name is almost becoming failure. The Lord has not forgotten you. I said the Lord has not forgotten you. I said the Lord has not forgotten you. For being available here today, my kinda hurika anda hayaka shida. Every bullet of failure, every arrow of failure, every bomb of failure, arranged, organized, assigned against your life. I speak to those arrows now. Hear the words of the living God. Backfire against your senders. Backfire against your senders. Backfire against your senders. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said you are a success. 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 In the mighty name of God. When does God visit? When does he visit? When those who are around you, who are all over you, are saying, where is that God in your life? When they say, where is God in your life? Where are those who are poor? Those who are poor, who are wearing slippers, bedroom slippers, are saying, you too, you are poor. Those who are poor, I say, you are poor. And God will suddenly arise and show himself as the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient in your life. And show himself as the almighty, the supreme in your life. That shall be your Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall be the almighty in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. When does God visit? When does God visit? Number 17. Number 16. Number 16. When does God visit? When you begin to sing a new song. When you begin a new song. Those who have been saying, you can never marry. And you come to the altar here and you begin to dance. You begin to dance. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see what that has done. When they think you can never be a landlord or a landlady in Houston, Texas. When you begin to tell them, come to my house. The Lord has done in my life. When did you begin to sing new songs? When they say, this one, she's been married for 15 years, no fruit of the womb. Did I just say there, arise? And they will see you. You'll be doing like this. You'll be doing like this. And you will carry that pregnancy to put down. You will deliver 70 and 30 in the mighty name of Jesus. You will sing new songs. I said you will sing new songs. I said you will sing new songs. Whatever the circumstances around you, I speak from heavens. Heavens shall fight for you. Heavens shall fight for you. Heavens shall fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When do you sing new songs? When does God fight for you? Number 17. When your life becomes a testimony. When your life becomes a testimony. When your daily life and your daily living is a signpost for others to emulate. When your life becomes an embodiment of the representation of Almighty God. When the people, they see the totality of the grace and honor of God upon your life. When they see the confidence of the Almighty God upon your life. When they see the difference in your life. When they see poverty completely evaporated out of your life. When you begin to see the goodness of God upon your life, it shall be well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When does God visit? When does he visit? Number 18. When the Lord suddenly opens your locked windows of opportunities and blessings, and you become a multimillionaire. You become a multimillionaire. Beloved, I want to tell you something today. Confess the words regularly. The Lord has created you for something good. Amen? 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 The Lord himself, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, the Lord created heaven and earth. The Bible said that the earth was without form. That darkness was all over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved over the waters. And Baba God himself, the Lord God of Elijah himself, made a heavy cry, let there be light. And there was light. That authority, that power, that voice is still in existence today. Nobody can say you are poor. Begin to prophesy prosperity into your life. And you will see that prosper in the city of Houston, in the state of Texas, and in the nation of United States of America. There is nothing stopping you in this nation, in this city, from being driven by a white man. But from being chauffeur driven. When you sit down at the owner's corner, and the white man will be the driver. Will be the driver. And they will say, who is that pastor? Who is that brother? Who is that sister? That is the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are seeing the changes already. Kapori Kasidaha. When does God visit? Number 19. When your unrepentant enemies perish in the Red Sea, like Pharaoh and his soldiers, they pursue you and 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 pursue you. Are you the only one? Are you a member of their family? They pursue you from Africa to America. You send dollars home to them. $100, $200. They are still not happy. You don't schedule. You work and work and work and work and work. I always tell them in Africa, most especially in Nigeria where I come from, that when anybody sends you money, $20, $30, $50, $100 from America or pound from Europe or from UK or something like that, or Europe, the person has worked hard. That they should appreciate the money. And all that they do is to pray. Instead of cursing. Is there anybody? Kara posi da ha. That you have ever sent money to. And is using your resources. To punish you. Wherever they may be. Wherever they are gathered. Wherever they are assembled. You are born. You are night and day to bless these people. The Lord shall curse your enemies. The Lord shall curse your enemies. The Lord shall destroy your enemies. The Lord shall give your enemies. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, number 20. When does God visit? When the earth begin to matter in heaven. Hey, hey, hey. When the earth begin to matter in heaven. When the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Baba God say, who is that person? Who is that person? Look, 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 look. Every other person that I've been talking to, you just stay aside. You stay aside. You stay here. I want to listen to Pastor Paul. I want to listen to Pastor Larry. Hallelujah. I want to listen to Sister Betty. Catholica Sida. I want to hear her. I want to hear him. Your words has begun to matter in heaven. Amen. And the Lord will pack everybody aside like this. I say, yes, Pastor, what do you want? What do you want? Okay, have it, 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 have it. I stand here as the servant of the Almighty God. That this morning, I speak by the Spirit of the living God, and I prophesy into your lives that your words, your thoughts shall matter in heavens. Shall matter in heavens. Shall matter in heavens. Shall matter in heavens. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are a covenant child. And the totality of us here, we are covenant children of the Almighty God. Our words shall matter in heaven. Our words shall matter in heavens. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are you to do here this morning? No matter your situation, no matter your color, no matter your position, you know, hearing something from God. If you need to repent, it is time to repent. Repent from all things. Bring quickly repentance to God. Run away from all things, no matter their coloration. You have to be born again. Because without being born again, you can't have salvation. And what is it? That a man will own the whole of this world and be in eternal hell. That shall not be our lot in the mighty name of Jesus. Let Jesus Christ be your Lord and Savior. Read your Bible and pray fervently. Meditate on the words of God. Be a doer of the word, a practitioner of the word. Not like some people, or some people will say, do what I say, not what I do. As a pastor, don't drink alcohol. Don't womanize. Don't run after your neighbor's wife. Or don't pursue your neighbor's husband. And you, as a pastor, you are being seen in hotels, carrying women of the fair weather. Nothing can pass around you, any sketch. You just be looking and looking as if you are leukozed. I refuse to jam like the Germans in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to pray to take over the mountains, to shatter them to pieces, and to possess our possessions. But again, what does Jeremiah 33 tells us? It says, call unto me. Hey! Unto me, and I will answer you. Makare posidaha, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Korika posidaha, I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. A lot of us, we are interested in praying. That's another day. That's another day. That's another message for another day. We are interested in pain. Prayer of intercession. Instead of prayer of inquiry. Because my sister's daughter is a doctor. Oh, look, you also look at my son must be a doctor. Has the Lord called him to be a doctor? We have seen rice sellers who are multimillionaires. Amen? We have seen lawyers who are paupers. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall sing new songs. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have to be humble. You have to be ready to learn. Do not join the bad wagon. Prepare to excel in all phases of life. And that shall be your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord says in Joel 2, verse 25, He says, "And I will restore to you the years, the locusts, and the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palworm had eaten my great army, which I sent among you." The Lord is bringing restoration into your life. The Lord is bringing signs and wonders into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. Let's rise up on our feet now. It's time to pray. Begin to look at Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Begin to see all those things that have passed you by coming back to you. Begin to see Jesus on the cross of Calvary. What do you think of all things? Begin to see yourself as a power generator. Because power has changed hands in your life. Begin to see yourself as being champions. Begin to see yourself as being victorious. Begin to see lost opportunities coming back to you. Begin to see that your husband that you consciously or totally sent away. Begin to see that husband coming back to you. Begin to see that your wife that the Lord has been showing you. Begin to see the manifestation physically. In this month of perfection, begin to see the Lord perfecting everything concerning you. Begin to see yourself entering into uncommon breakthroughs. Begin to see that your love pregnancy coming back. Begin to see your lost wife coming back to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let it fall on them. Let it fall on them. Let your Holy Ghost fire fall on them. Let it fall on them. Let it fall on them. Let your Holy Ghost fire fall on. Let it fall on them. Let it fall. Let your living waters. Let your living waters fall on them. Let it fall on them. Let it fall on. Let your living water fall. Let it fall on them. Let it fall. Let the Holy Ghost fire. Let your Holy Ghost fire fall. Love me, Let your Holy Ghost fall. Thank you, Jesus. This is our year of explosive increases. This is our year of new beginnings. This is our year of unimaginable prosperity. You are going to open your mouth with holy anger, like a wounded iron. Because we also have, again, that from time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence taketh it by force. You shall possess your possessions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to start by this. You are going to start by this. My father, my father, my father. Restore by fire.
Restore by fire.
All my lost opportunities. I hope somebody is listening. Just please. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I want you to pray that prayer very, very well. Remember, you gathered here 31st. Of December 2007. Today it is the 6th of July 2008. You must have taken certain things of the Lord between the 31st of December and the 4th day of this new year. If you decide to do an audit of your life, of those expectations between January 1st and this time, have you achieved 20%? Have you achieved 30%? Have you achieved 50%? Have you achieved 75%? Have you lost opportunities that you in your heart think that you cannot recover back? My Bible tells me that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But again, the God of God is also good enough. The Bible says again that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. Believe in God. Trust God. Have implicit confidence in God. That all things shall work together for good for you. That all the lost opportunities shall come back. Amen. You are going to open your mouth now. With that spirit of understanding of these prayer points, my father, my father, my father,
my father, my father,
my father, restore my
power,
all my lost opportunities,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
My father, my father, my father, restore my power. All my lost opportunities. Restore my power. My father, my father, my father. Restore my power. All my lost opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus. My father, my father, my father, restore all my lost opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, that will be understood. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, the Holy Spirit has just ministered into my ears, also teaching me that for a lot of people here, they are not experiencing peace. Peace has become an expensive commodity. Either away from home, at work, abroad, peace has become an expensive commodity. The Lord shall restore your peace this morning. The Lord says, is restoring your peace this morning. The Lord says, is restoring your peace this morning. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to make that confession. My father, restore peace unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus. My father. Restore peace. Restore peace unto me. Restore peace. Restore joy. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are still praying. But individually, you will know the areas in which you want God to do restoration in your life. Lost opportunities, lost job, lost wife, lost husband, lost business, lost contracts, lost children. They are with their children, they are with them. But the children are far away from them. Because these children are not happy with them. They are not happy with their children. Because the children are not doing what the parents expect them to be doing. They are not no more a source of joy. No more a source of happiness. Those who are in this category, they know themselves. It is time for you to individually cry unto the Lord. That my father, restore my peace, restore my children, restore my husband, restore my wife, restore my contract, restore my job, restore my businesses. Open your mouth now and begin to pray. Oh, yes. Yes, for that, thank you. That's your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray again like this? Because the Lord answered a prayer, say, on this mountain. On this prayer mountain. You are going to tell them, my father. Everything concerning me. In this month of perfection. By fire. In the name of Jesus. My father. Pa perfect everything concerning me. My Father, my Father, my Father, perfect everything concerning me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Perfect everything concerning me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. I can see chains of blessings. Blessings that have been chained. I can see them being released. I can see them being chained. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to preach right now. With your mouth. You are going to open your mouth now. Blessings. In the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, of this United States of America. Pursue me now. Locate me in the fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I will turn my blessings. North, south, east, and west. Of this United States of America. Pursue me now and locate me. So look at me. Oh, Jesus, mighty name. As I stand before you, I am not tired of promotion. I am not tired of advancements. Neither am I tired of breakthroughs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to open your mouth now. Oh, come on, breakthroughs. Locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, breakthroughs. Locate me now. 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 Oh, Jesus, mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, we are going to pray like this. We are going to pray like this.
Every power
that has to die.
That has to die.
Every power
that has to die.
For God to move me forward.
Don't be selfish.
If your husband is on here, for God to move my husband forward. For God to move my wife forward. For God to move my children forward. For God to move my business forward. For God to move my study, my ministry. Amen. Amen. For God to move mountain of fire ministry. What's in one branch? Abuja. For God to move this ministry, this church forward. The power of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Every power that has to die. For God to move me forward. For God to move me forward. Have a power of the God. For God of the people. Down in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus, mighty name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord says we should pray one more prayer before we take our offering. But if you know you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. This is a wonderful opportunity for you. Tomorrow may be too late. The next hour may be too late. If you want to give your life to Christ, just raise up your hand. Just raise up your hand wherever you are. Raise up your hand wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are all born again. To God be the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. The prayer point before we take our offering. The Lord ministered into my spirit that some of us, since we have been in this church, we have never given testimony before. Since coming to this church, you have never come up here and said, Lord, I thank you to testify to the goodness of God. I can see angels of the living God handing over envelopes. It is your time to testify. It is your time to give testimony. To the glory of God and to the shame of your enemies. You are going to help me to do the prayer of this. Oh God, my brother! Make me a container of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my Father. Make me a container of testimonies. Make me a container of testimonies. Make me a container of testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, my Father. Make me a container of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're happy to be here, shout to the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bring out our tithes and offerings now.